bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Coming to you live from Joy 94.9 studios here in Melbourne, this is Election Coverage 2016 with Kirsty Marshall, Dean Beck, Pete Dillon, Macca and Cast of Thousands. Cos Samaras is an ALP strategist. He joins us on the phone. Cos, good evening.
Good day, team. How are you all?
Good, thank you. How's the feeling at ALP headquarters? Are you there or are you at home lounging on the couch with a sherry?
No, definitely here in the count room at Docklands for us in Victoria. So looking at the numbers as they're coming in, so the overall trend for us is that we're doing pretty well in the outer suburban regional areas at the moment. So, you know, in areas where you would expect the CFA issue to resonate, it has not. So in excess of 8% swings in regional boosts in McEwen, for example. We expect the urban boost to come in pretty shortly, which will further strengthen our position in that seat. So we're pretty comfortable to be saying that we're going to be holding onto that seat.
Cos, I want to quickly talk about the seat of Batman. David Feeney appears to be in trouble from the Greens.
Yes, so his primary at the moment is above the Greens. So it's going to be a line ball situation for us there. I think we're going to have a long night when it comes to Batman in terms of seeing the results come in. And I suspect that the count will continue throughout the week before we find a result.
And likewise, we're looking at the seat of Wills and we are seeing a swing against Labor in the two-party preferred to Samantha Ratnam at the Greens. The ABC is calling that seat at the moment with Labor ahead, but there was a prediction earlier, it's only 17% count, that it may go to the Greens as well. So that could be three Green seats, two of which you would have lost to them. So whilst we're seeing the moves in the outer suburbs, how's this feeling from a closer-to-town point of view?
Okay, so in relation to Wills, firstly, the Greens primary is still in the high 20s, so we are pretty confident we're going to end up holding it onto that seat. That said, look, these inner-city areas are, or inner-suburban seats are posing us a long-term problem. You have they're the result of gentrification, and there are many other factors at play which are making it very difficult for the Labor Party to hold on to these seats over time. It's not surprising for some of us, particularly myself, to see the Greens increase their primary in these inner suburban seats. So it's something that we've been tracking for some time, and some of us have been, arguing the point that the Greens are going to eventually hold political real estate, so to speak, in the inner city for a very long time.
Cos, I want to talk briefly about the ABC is showing that there is only their predictions, and we're not saying this is actual, but their prediction. There's only the LNP with 57 and the ALP with 56. So are you confident that, as Mr. Shorten said this morning, that you can still win this election?
Mildly confident. Look, there's going to be a lot of seats that are going to be sitting on the knife edge, so to speak, because it's such a tightly contested election. So it really depends on how each seat is performing in various states. So, I think I just picked up that the Liberal Party are losing the seat of Mayo in South Australia.
Yeah, to Nick Xenophon, it seems.
That's right. Mm. So then he sits on the crossbench and, and then it becomes a very complicated world for everyone. Look, the Greens' expansion is not just going to affect Labor. You will find that over time the Liberal Party will start losing its inner suburban seats to the Greens. They already have, Perrin being one. I mean, the Labor Party held it for two terms, but it was an exception to the norm. The norm is the Liberal Party's held that seat for a very long time. And now Higgins is the next one. So, this is, Dwyer will probably hold on to this at this election, but you expect the Greens to come hard at that seat at the next election and probably get it.
So when you see, it's Kirsty here, when you see the inner city shift of the seats falling towards the Greens, whether they be held by Liberal or Labor, do you put that down to any one factor, or do you think that that's just as they're getting more smart about their campaigning, they're able to pass that information on to their own candidates?
It's a combination of all those. So you've got gentrification, you have changing the way people. So that gentrification is the result of the way the economy has changed in this country in particular over the last 20 years. There is you know, people are earning high incomes in and living in further in the city, but are progressive. You know, if you go back 30 years, if you were earning a high income, you're more likely to be a conservative voter. That's no longer the case. You know, you can put your that down to, you know, the IT revolution, as we call it, which has had just as a profound effect on the workforce as the Industrial Revolution did. So you find that the Greens are tapping into this new workforce, so to speak, which is, you know, highly educated. These are generalisations.
Yes.
There are many shades of grey to what makes up the Green vote, obviously. You know, there are disaffected Labor voters, there are disaffected Liberal voters.
Indeed.
But what is driving their growth in the cities, that sort of mix that I've just described.
But you also make it sound like the growing volume of Greens voters is as a direct result of disaffected voters from other parties. Do you not think that they're attracting voters on their own right?
They are, yes, absolutely.
And so they've got a significant opportunity for growth there.
Yes, they do. But it's usually amongst a particular demographic.
Right.
So you find that the Greens vote is actually going backwards.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.